So no action was taken?
That's cool.
Yes. We did not add or delete from the list. That doesn't require a motion, does it? If we don't add or delete. Okay. Ed, you're on for number 12.
Okay, great. Thank you. So item 12 is going to be covered back in the big book. Tab 4. I'd ask you to turn to page 8. So page 8 is basically a recap slide from our past presentation to give us some context here. The transition management program, just as a recap, was the idea that there are transition managers out there who specialize in different areas, and we have them separated into three areas: direct, indirect, and complex. And so we'd like to put together a platform so that depending on the transition, we have a slate of managers we can go to execute the transition. And so the right-hand side in the blue text there basically outlines essentially what we're talking about here. So as we think about migrating the portfolio to FFP, we'll have various transitions identified. And the platform would then give the staff discretion to go out to them, first categorize it as whether it's a direct, indirect, or complex transition, then go out to the appropriate identified managers and get pre-trade analyses, and certainly take into account other considerations like past experience and any transition-specific considerations so that they can then go to one of the selected vendors and use them for the transition. That's basically what we're talking about. Page 9, then, is our evaluation approach. And we evaluated BlackRock, Citigroup, Pensera, Russell, State Street, and Virtus. And you see the areas that we took into consideration. Pages 10 and 11 have a lot of the technical details on the firms to give you some background on their exposure and experience, key personnel. And the fees is more like indicative fees. We'll talk a little bit further about that in a moment. And turning ahead then, page 13 is the recommendation then. So on page 13, we have the six managers outlined and why we would recommend them for each. So BlackRock for non-U.S. equity, direct and indirect, and U.S. fixed income. Citigroup for non-U.S. equity, direct and indirect, U.S. fixed income, and complex. Pensera, just for U.S. equities. Russell, across the board. State Street, nothing. And Virtus, just for U.S. equities. So State Street, I think since we spoke last, there were some additional headlines that came out in further investigation there. So the idea that it was just a U.K. incident with past transition management issues that were supervised in the U.S. but did not in any way impact U.S. clients doesn't look to be the case. And they're going through some regulatory issues now or with the regulators to identify just how big it was in the U.S. So for that reason, we have them as someone we would not recommend conducting the business with, even though they're your current custodian. We don't have any issues with them being your custodian. It is just on the transition management business that we're concerned about.
Okay. I'm prepared to make a motion to